Well, I reckon they all originated in North Carolina.
Okay. And what about your father's parents? Were they, you think they were North Carolinians?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because that's the first I know of them was from Hayesville, North Carolina.
Okay. Now, let's see. Is your husband living with Weatherall?
No, my husband's dead.
Where was he born?
He was born in LJ, Georgia.
And was he a Methodist too?
No, he. Oh yes, he joined my church, but he wasn't a Methodist to start with. But he joined my church.
Uh-huh. Well, what did he start off?
He was Baptist.
And what was his occupation?
Oh, almost everything. He did all kinds of work around here.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
the afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
When the sun first appears?
Mm-hmm. I got up this morning before.
Before dawn?
Okay. And what's another way to say that that has the word sun in it? I got up before.
Sunrise?
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? In the morning it's sunrise and in the evening it's...
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
The downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay.
And it used to be called a fireboard.
Okay, fine. Yeah, if you have more than one word, I'd like to hear them all.
Yeah. Just happen to remember.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Pine.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? When a person comes in from outside, he might hang his clothes up, hang his coat up in the...
I'm just trying to think what to do, call it. I just call him a clothes hanger.
Okay. And what do you call the little room kind of thing? You open a door?
What, room closet?
No, where you hang just coats and things like that.
Oh. A closet?
Yeah. Would you say it again?
Closet.
And what do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in? Old fashioned.
Chiffarole.
What do you call overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? On the sides of it, to keep the weather out.
I don't know, weatherboard, you reckon.
Fine. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The porch. That's what we call it.
Fine. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a